All right, we're joined now by St. John's Prep St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon. And St. John's Prep rolling along at 9-0. Coach, first of all, congratulations on an incredible season to this point.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a great group of young men. So it's been a fun ride so far.
Apparently. Most recent game, Coach, was it against Severian?
Yes. We played Severian and beat them 15-12 down at their place on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. All right, so to this point, what's been the biggest challenge for you guys?
I think just maintaining a high level of compete, you know, at practice each day, staying sharp. It's, you know, the season's kind of a grind at this point where we're playing. We got graduations and, you know, tests and end of school stuff. So just getting the guys staying focused on what they need to do for the 2 hours that they're with us.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, maintaining that sharp edge of practice so that when we get to games, we're comfortable, in the game moment.
There are so many distractions this time of year anyway, but here we are. I call it in a new year. Happy New Year. When the masks are discarded, you know, the restrictions have been lifted. And there's also that psychological response with the kids. They have to feel like there's a weight off their shoulders and maybe get a little, I don't know, giddy at times, but it adds another layer to trying to get them to focus, perhaps?
Yeah, and I would agree that I think there has been a new dynamic with the relaxing of the restrictions, that kids are gaining a little bit more freedom that they've had. And I think, you know, we're coaching high school young men here, so they are being pulled in a lot of different directions, and we just want to make sure that they maintain that focus and their commitment to the team as we enter summer. You know, with the MIA tournament starting late, there's going to be, you know, summer jobs and all sorts of stuff happening that we probably don't normally deal with in a regular season, just with the state tournament being so late. So managing distractions is a huge part of this year for us.
Yeah, and that's what you do. I have no doubt about that. I'm looking at Phil Stacey's column, and he singles out three of your kids, which are amazing, two sophomores and a junior, and I want to ask you to comment on them. We'll start with Emmett Schlesinger on defense.
Yeah, so Emmett's actually a senior. That was a typo because his brother is a sophomore defenseman.
Gotcha.
His brother's a sophomore, so I think there was a typo in that, but Emmett's outstanding. Emmett's going to Wesleyan next year. He is putting a tremendous amount of work in the off season, really transforming himself athletically. He's a physical presence on the field, big and strong, and he's just been an outstanding leader for us. So
all right.
Emmett's been great.
And what about Tom Sarney? Is he a junior?
Yes, Tommy's a junior. Yep. Tommy's coming off the hockey rink, so he's got great hands, a really good sense around the goal. And another kid who we love his leadership. We love what he says. He's saying the right stuff. He's, you know, working hard, setting a great example. And Tommy's a kid who has been a great role model to our younger kids about how to come to practice every day and compete. So, Tommy's been great for us.
And the final mention is the sophomore, Jimmy Ayers. I think you mentioned him a couple of times we've talked, and, just ridiculous scoring goals.
Yeah. So Jimmy's, you know, he's our leading scorer. I think, you know, if you watch Jimmy out on the field, people notice him right away. He moves at a faster speed.
Yep.
He is, I apologize, the baseball team just scored a run here. So everyone,
who are they playing?
A lot of noise in the background.
John, who are they playing?
They're playing Boston College High School.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So
but yeah, Jimmy just is outstanding. Great sense around the goal, great understanding of the game, and like I said, he moves at another speed, which teams are, I think, quickly discovering. You know, he would have played for us last year as a freshman, so.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he kind of is a known entity at this point. Halfway through our year, teams know him and are keying on him.
All right. Okay, Coach, what's coming up?
We are at BC High tomorrow for a big league matchup, and then next Tuesday, home against Catholic Memorial, which will end our regular season, and then we're doing a league tournament, and then entering the MIA tournament.
Incredible, Coach. Incredible. Congratulations, and hopefully we'll talk next week.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Take care. Be well.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. You too. That is John Pinchon, who is the coach of the St. John's Eagles lacrosse team. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.